4WJT and 4ZLK. WJT and 4ZLK. Car and 4ZLK. And 4ZLK mobile.
You can't get anybody to talk to you. NC9V. Good afternoon.
They don't want to talk to you, but friends will. Hey, Leon. Good to hear you today. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Hey, one. No problems. Had turkey stuffing, ate way too much for days afterwards. Thank goodness it's all gone. We do have some turkey still in the freezer, though, so we might have some turkey sandwiches later. But it was really good. How was yours?
Good. We had our big meal on Saturday. Beth and I and one of our youngest son and his wife and two daughters, we went out Thanksgiving Day. The rest of them were with their in-laws. But we had a really nice meal at a downtown restaurant. They were doing just like a buffet-style Thanksgiving meal all day long. And it was really good. It was nice just to go, sit down, eat, leave a little money, and go and leave. And not have to worry about cleaning up or anything. But we did all that Saturday. But it was really good. And not much food left over. Kind of worked out really good. I love turkey sandwiches later, but there was just enough with a little bit left over, and so we didn't have a lot of stuff to dole out.
That could be a whole lot better than having to worry about the leftovers and everything else. But I don't know, maybe next year we may try that. We'll see. We were talking about doing it this year, but we just I guess the wife said she wanted to cook. But anyway, it's a beautiful day out there, nice and cool though. Too cold for my blood.
5 degrees, that's almost warm if you're working. I guess if you're just sitting around doing nothing, it's cold. Yeah, Beth usually works on, or has worked the last several Thanksgivings, so that's another reason we do it Saturday. But she was able to, she just told him she wasn't going to work this year. She's done it enough, but we still just kind of took it easy.
They made it there to get in there. It's not like somebody's trying to get in there. But, yeah, talking about work, they told me in the work yesterday to work today. Yesterday they wanted me to work tomorrow, Thursday. And I had a doctor's appointment, so I went ahead and rescheduled my doctor's appointment for New Year's Eve. And they let me know this morning that they don't need me tomorrow. So I told the wife, I'm not moving a doctor's appointment back. I just have to do it New Year's Eve. So I think that time's a little bit better anyway. But I haven't been working it lately. So I think it's supposed to be winding down. Everybody getting ready to fix and going there, shutdowns and everything.
How that was going over there. When they're normal busy, what are they usually, about 2 days a week?
Oh, they're on me just about every day. And I thought that's a little bit much, but I like to do 2 days a week. Sometimes I think they want to do me a little bit more than that. But I don't have the income restriction on my Social Security anymore because I'm too close to the full retirement age. So, you know, that last year is kind of weird. You make up about $54,000 or something without being penalized. I don't remember what it is. Somewhere down there. But I'll make nowhere near that because I don't work that many hours, and I don't want to work that many hours. So, NC9B.
Yet Social Security wise, but I'm looking around. I'm trying to decide, depends on the opportunity, what I want to do. I don't know. I don't want to go back for working like a freight company again or a package company. I don't know, but I do enjoy, I do enjoy being on the road, around town, not over the road. I do enjoy driving, but I don't want to go back to 60 hours a week or even 50 hours a week if I can help it. So trying to be a little particular about what I look for, and hopefully something will work out where I can kind of have a choice.
Like my job, it's very flexible, and the position is called, we're flex drivers. I mean, you come in to work when you want, and if you don't want to work, don't work. It's got stuff to do, just let me have stuff to do. And they'll find somebody else. And I think they like to have a few more people like that. But right now, it's just been so slow. When it picks up again, I'm sure they'll be looking for more people. But, it, you know, it's no touch. The only thing I got to touch is the back doors. Oh, yeah. And going in, and you know, usually it's all pallets and stuff. It's all palletized. So I used to have to strap the last pallet, you know, the ones in the very back, whichever the last one is, kind of keep it from throwing around. Otherwise, the DOT guys, they kind of get a little upset at you for not securing your load. But it's all, you know, it's container-based, so I don't touch it at all, except strap, open doors, close doors, and back up at the docks. So it's really easy. And like I said, I go in at 6:30, and usually, the other day I worked Tuesday, and I was done by 12:30, so I got my 6 hours in. That's fine for me. I like 6 hours or better of what I am working. When I'm working, I tell them, say, hey, I'm going to work all day, all darn day long. And it's just, as long as it pays for my fuel coming down from Hendersonville down to Greer. But they're a really good company. I got me a brand new jacket to wear yesterday, Tuesday. And they take really good care of it. I got that jacket, vest, shirts, real lenient about everything. And they treat you well. It's employee owned, so you get bonuses. They give you quarterly bonuses depending on the number of hours you work. And if you opt to go full time, they have profit sharing, that kind of thing.
My first comment is they must be pretty lenient if they let you work there. I'm just joking, of course. I may have to talk to you later on or something about that. It sounds intriguing. But anyway, I'm pulling into Ingles here. I made some stock from the turkey, all the bones and stuff. Man, it was really good. But then everybody in the family started coming down with stuff, so I made a big batch of chicken soup. And I'm going to run it over to my oldest son's, all his kids. He and his wife are both sick right now, so I'm going to stop in here and get a little bit of medicine for them and then drop this soup off for them. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Enjoyed it. Have a good a good rest of your week. NC9V, N4ZLK. Talk to you later.
Hey, you too. Have a good one. And you must have been talking to Patrick too much because he likes to give me a hard time like that too. But, yeah, chicken soup for the soul. You're a good man. Take care of the family. They're very important. 73s, have a good day. Hopefully talk to you a little bit later. NC9V.